Saturday, July 19th, 2008. John Guan Ekami, if not, he should sue. Chinese Nationalist Party KMT Vice Chairman John Guan's Guanzhong was recently quoted by Hong Kong's Wen Weibao newspaper as saying that it was the KMT's sincere hope that peaceful unification between the two sides would eventually come if the party stays in power for an extended time. Guan denied earlier this week that he made the remarks, and it is virtually impossible for the Taiwanese public to find out the truth. Was the report fictional, a distortion of the facts, or accurate? Taiwan's pan-blue camp politicians hate it when people label them as pro-communist, and they also like to solve problems through litigious means. For instance, when former Democratic Progressive Party DPP legislators Wang Shuhui and Sandy Yan, Zhuang Hezi, referred to China Philanthropy Justice Party Chairman Jin Liansi as a communist, the Taipei District Prosecutor's Office was of the opinion that the word communist defamed Jin and indicted Wang and Yan. For this reason, I suggest that Guan also file a lawsuit against official Chinese media outlets that published the remarks for, in effect, tagging him as the same. Of those outlets, the Wen Weibao is registered in Hong Kong, while the others are registered in China. There is no such thing as judicial independence in China, thus it should be the Wen Weibao that is held accountable. Hong Kong's legal system has already gradually sinicized, but during a recent visit to Hong Kong, Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping proposed that the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of the Hong Kong government should understand and support each other. The Hong Kong Bar Association, now chaired by a member of the Political Consultative Conference in Guangdong Province, then made it clear that the judiciary must be independent of the executive and legislative branches. This statement resolved the concerns of some in the legal community and the general public who worried that the association would be influenced by China's United Front strategy. Although Hong Kong is part of China, this move clearly shows that the people there have more moral integrity and professionalism than Taiwanese politicians who do nothing but adulate China. Therefore, if Guan has done nothing that China could take advantage of, he might as well sue the Wen Weibao for libel. I would be willing to act as a middleman in contacting a Hong Kong lawyer. However, there are other things worth considering. Guan has also been quoted as saying that, "I always feel much more excited when I visit the mainland than when I stay in Taiwan." I wonder what it is that excites Guan so. If it is because the party state has disappeared in Taiwan but stubbornly remains in China, and that there is every prospect that China will continue along that road, then he would be violating what Sun Yat-sen, Sun Yixian, described as the vigorous current of democracy, not to mention world trends. If the Wenwei Bao is eventually proven to have published a report based on rumor, we should acknowledge Guan's innocence. But allowing Chinese media outlets to station reporters in Taiwan will only provide them with more opportunities to spread rumors and distort the truth. Commentary by Taiwan February 28th Movement Net Radio. We like to call for international attention to KMT's conspiracy of reinstituting martial law at Taiwan. KMT Vice Chairman Jiang Guan or Guanzhong's action cannot be more clear. As this article and many TV reports recently indicated, if KMT's Vice Chairman expressed such flagrantly clear pro-China and pro-unification attitudes, martial law on the Republic of Taiwan is in the near future. There are already information circulating that the U.S. intelligence agency CIA is actively monitoring on KMT's plan to impose martial law on Taiwan to coerce the Taiwanese into unification with China. Most importantly, worsening economic situation is likely to become Ma Ying-jeou's excuse to conspire with Communist China to reimpose an illegal martial law on the Republic of Taiwan. The Republic of Taiwan is already a fully functioning democratic state. We all are proud of it. Even if you are a pro-blue and pro-KMT voter, and regardless of whether you live domestically or internationally, you would surely enjoy the air of freedom and liberty. A democratic Taiwan without the threat of China's totalitarian and communist regime is a blessing to all of you. We urge you to protest to your local politicians or any politicians who are accessible to you no matter where you live in the world. Please tell them about Ma administration and KMT's conspiracy to reimpose martial law on Taiwan. Please also write to us in email your protests against martial law reinstitution or your support for free and democratic Taiwan. Our email is taiwant@taiwant.org.tw. Show your love of Taiwan. Again, our email is taiwant@taiwant.org.tw.